Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Monday, the 18th of November. Hope you all had a good weekend. Good to have you back after an eventful week last week, I think, to say the least. I'm sure we'll get more of the same this week. So let's get straight into it then. As of course, if you can just take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. Make sure you're trading the right markets at the right times. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk, of course? Keeping control over that risk. How we manage each trade to a successful outcome. And trading psychology, all very important features. And just to let you know, of course, we discuss all these considerations every day with every trade in our live trade rooms. And we're strong advocates of attempting to be as consistent as we can, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital. And we can be patient when the time is needed as well. So definitely this year has been quite challenging from a patience and consistency perspective, but we shall sort of plug away with that one. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So let's bring up Forex Factory. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Okay, so a quick little review then. I suppose it's worth just taking just a very, very small step backwards to propel ourselves forward again. Now, US CPI was really the feature of last week, and everything really came in line with expectations. But look at the in the CPI, we were lower at 2.4, and we've seen slightly elevated inflation. So that's a bit of a nervousness. That's a bit of a red mark or a red tick against the US economy, which is performing really, really well. But inflation looks like it's beginning to tick a little bit higher now. You know, we've had Christine Lagarde and Jerome Powell suggest that, you know, this path down for inflation is going to be bumpy. And this is what this little bump means. It's they view it as kind of just bumpy price action. So it's going to be difficult to see how bumpy this gets, but for now it's just slightly elevated, and that takes us into Thursday's PPI numbers, which again came in very much in line with expectations. But again, if you look at the previous compared to the actual, slightly elevated. Unemployment claims still coming in below expectations, which is performing unbelievably well, really, in many ways. And we had Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Governor Bailey and Christine Lagarde as well on Thursday evening. So these markets have been trying to digest quite a lot, with GDP in the UK coming in much worse than expected. In fact, 30 basis points below expectations. So we're in negative territory again for the UK economy. And the last news event on Friday was around core retail sales. Now, we saw an awful lot of selling on Friday. A lot of this nervousness, is stemming from these bond markets, which is it's probably long overdue. If you look at the 2-year, we're sitting at 4.30. And these are, if you look at the 10-year, we're looking at 4.43. So we've rallied a lot from 3.6 to 4.3. So this is what, it's like as if the bond markets are pricing in the risks, and the equity markets up until a few days ago were pricing in all the positive side, which there is a lot on the positive side and on the dangerous side that you could probably focus your attention on as well. So if we zoom in on this bond yield, we've been rallying and we're just sitting up at these significant highs. And what it means, the two-year means for the Fed, which have more of an impact on the Fed, would suggest that actually that neutral rate is continuing to rise. So we may be somewhere in the region of 4.5. If we take the view of the bond yields. So the conflict really is that the markets and the Fed are suggesting, that interest rates would be heading much, much lower. It's now looking as if that could become a little bit of a problem. So when we look at the indices, and we saw the significant selling on Monday, we saw this rollover. Same situation for the Dow Jones. The one concerning element is that we're sitting at strong support in both of these markets. So unfortunately, there is a nice little run down to the 50 period moving average in the S&P and the Dow Jones. What you would have to ensure is that we do break below Friday's lows, that will be the catalyst. And what we wouldn't want to see is this start to rally off these lows. If so, we could be looking at a buy trade sooner than later. But for now, we can certainly expect a little bit more downside if we break Friday's lows. That would be the important element to it. If we look at the dollar, the last two or three days have been a little bit on the choppy side, but we would still be really quite bullish the dollar, and simply because nothing really has changed regarding the dollar. It could be the potential for a little bit of a bounce off these lows. So we've got a couple of options. If we just, you can see there's a lot of lines down at these lower levels, and these would be levels for us to just take note of. And again, it'll just be interesting to see where these markets go from here, because we've got the potential for a bit of a corrective move. You can see we could get a decent rally up to somewhere in around 107.50. That's what we'd be looking for. We really need to see these markets make that move. couple of things to keep an eye out for. Our bias was very much to the downside for the indices. We were able to get into a decent trade on Friday with that in mind. There's a potential decent trade there in gold. And we were talking a lot about on Friday that this market has dropped off its highs, run into strong support. Now, if we get a break above these levels, we'd be looking to buy above the 2581. So that is gold. We'll take note of that. So it's the 2580. So above the 2580, we'd be looking to buy. And we've got this indecision candlestick. So it's a bit clearer in something like the euro dollar. It's a bit clearer in something like the euro dollar, where we've seen incredible dollar strength, and there's every opportunity we'll get a short-term little rally into this space. And it's like that across the dollar. So we've seen such a move. We're not saying that, again, it's like the indices. We're not necessarily saying that the wheels are going to come off permanently. Today is an important week for NVIDIA, and that could rally the markets again. So we want to keep an eye out for NVIDIA corporate earnings, which I think is on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll double check that in a second. So the pound, we want to be very deliberate in kind of what we do. So the last couple of weeks has been all about the dollar weakness and that rollover on Friday. Eventually, the big rollover that we saw on Thursday and Friday in the indices. So now these markets have a little bit of a question mark to address as to whether they sort of pull back or whether that dollar strength is going to be relentless. Now there's a potential for, there's your rally, there's your indecision candlestick on Friday, and this is your potential pullback. So it'd be a short-term trade. We'd probably select one of these if we get the opportunity. You see the dollar is still really strong against the CAD. There's no end in that. Same, so against the commodity currencies, and this is the dynamic that's playing out in these markets, which is the impact that it has on commodity currencies, commodity economies who price their commodity in the dollar. And if the dollar starts to increase, it does impact demand quite considerably. So the Canadian, Australian, and New Zealand economies could be taking a hit because of this strong dollar. And the move has really been really quite stark, hasn't it? With plenty more downside. And that's really the key. Do we kind of focus on the euro dollar and the pound dollar, which are still struggling, or a little bit more focus on the commodity currencies, which are looking really quite bearish again? But we don't really like the yen for now. It's we had a strong yen move. It's kind of a risk-off move on Friday across the board, and it was a big beneficiary of that. So the dollar we'll have, we kind of want to keep our options open, really. So crude oil inventories last week came in significantly positive, which was likely to push prices a little bit lower. We didn't see that lower push on Thursday, when we would have expected it, but it did kick in on Friday, and a really strong selling. But look at the support down at these lower levels. A trade that we will be looking at is the 2580 level, which we're currently sitting at now. So we look to get into that in just a moment. We have escalating tensions, of course, with Ukraine and Europe and the US and the UK approving long-range missiles for Ukraine to hit Russian targets, and Russia retaliating and saying this is a very dangerous escalation, and conflict in the Middle East is still a significant problem. And we've got a technical opportunity to maybe look at a bit of a buy trade down here. The market that we feel we're a little bit more comfortable with would be buying gold at these lows. It would depend on how strong the dollar actually is. And then everywhere else, we probably want to keep options open. And if they start to sell off, then we'll look for that sell trade. If they start to rally, then we could look at a buy trade. And it's like that for the dollar and also the indices. So a little bit of indecision there, a little bit of weakness for the French economy. So our trade plan. So the backdrop is definitely more risk off. Right, bearish market conditions. Mixed bearish market conditions. So the mixed aspect of to it is the it's more classic risk off now. Yeah, from Friday onwards. Okay, so so we do have those risk off dynamics. Bearish market conditions. So US indice weakness. Further potential dollar weakness. Weren't really able to get that buy trade off the euro dollar just yet. Okay. Okay, if we can just put it like this. If we get some positive liquidity coming in and some momentum pushing prices off these highs, then there might be a short-term buy trade. Equally, if we break below Friday's lows, then there's probably a higher probability sell trade. So if we can keep options open there, that will be good. Okay, so look, we actually already identified that 2581, which is where we've got that opportunity now. And elsewhere, the yen, wouldn't be a fan of buying the yen after Friday's move, and crude oil. It's going to be turmoil. It's going to be choppy. So I think for the day, we might just focus our attention on this because there's an opportunity to get into gold now as we speak. So hopefully we'll switch rooms and we'll be able to trigger that trade sooner rather than later. We want to have a look at it in a bit more detail. So on that note, guys, there's your trade plan for the day. Just to break it down for you in a little bit more detail. We almost want to keep our options after the big sell on Friday. We want to keep our options open as to whether these prices, what they've done is they've pulled back into support. And now we could get a bit of short-term strength coming in. However, if they continue to roll back over to the downside, then there's also your sell trade. So keeping an open mind will be really quite useful. And hopefully we'll be able to pull the trigger on a couple of opportunities today. and looking to really buy gold around 2580. We've been patient waiting for it to hit these 2550 levels, and now we're just rallying a little bit beyond that. So that's our trade plan. We'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. In terms of narratives, we definitely have this sort of more hawkish Fed dynamic. You know, will the Fed cut again in December? We probably think they probably will, and then pause early next year. That's probably where we're sitting right now. It's 50-50, apparently, according to the markets, in terms of whether we'll see a December rate cut or not. We think they'll probably do one more, and then it might be a little bit of a pause. There is a bit of data between now and then as well, which will help finalize that decision, I'm sure. Okay, so risk off, indices lower, dollar higher. Bond yields are still looking pretty strong. And we had seen a bit of a lower impact on commodities, but maybe we'll get a bit of a reversal today. So keeping options open, it is Monday morning, so we'll have a look carefully at that dollar, at that gold buy trade, and see if that's a good option for us, and we'll see what happens elsewhere. Great stuff. All right, on that note, guys, listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. Take care yourselves. We'll be back again with this session every morning, of course. So you can join us for that. And if you want to join us for the European Live Trading Mentorship Room, we'll be live there in about 60 seconds. So we'll see you there if you can access through your members area, of course. For more information, you can just go to our live trade room if you're looking to become a member, and we'll see you there. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.